And we're back here at the Hillcrest High School after a few technical difficulties. We are back on the air, and it looks like we're back underway here in Hillcrest as well. 7 minutes on the clock. Hillcrest has the basketball. As for the starting lineup for the Lady Bears, it looks like Lainey Young, Sarah Crow, Chevelle Graves, Adriana Corbett, and Bryn Washam all getting the start for the Lady Bears. We'll get to the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles when we can. 6:45 on the clock. Lady Bears lead it 2-0. After a three-pointer, that puts Hillcrest up from Kennedy Brannon. Puts them up 3-2 now, and the Lady Bears are back on offense. 6:34 to go in the first quarter. It's Davis with the basketball. Davis gives it over to Graves. Now over to Young. Young gives it over to Washam. Washam outside. Back over to Davis. Davis steps inside the three-point line. Pops the shot. No good. Pulled down by Hillcrest. Back on offense now with the Lady Screaming Eagles. That's going to be Kylie Baxter with the basketball. Baxter with it here. Gives it over to Brandon. Brandon back over to Baxter. Baxter at the top of the key with 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. They give it over to Doyle. Doyle will give it back to Baxter. Baxter outside here setting up her play. She's at the top of the key, guarded by Sarah Crow. They give it back outside to Doyle, back to Baxter. 5:54 to play in the first quarter, still with the Screaming Eagles. A deflection out of bounds by Sarah Crow for the Lady Bears. They'll keep the basketball, but a good defensive play by her. I want to say thanks to some of your Bama Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. And we get a two-point shot up by number 20, Molly Emerson. Her shot no good. Your boosters include Cleary Funeral Home and Sarah Mammoth Spring in Alton and the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring. Hillcrest with a steal. They're back on offense now. Steal is taken by number 24, Summer Doyle, and she shot a three-pointer. Her shot no good, but looks like the Screaming Eagles will recover the basketball. They give it down low to Emerson. Emerson pops it outside to number 24, Doyle. Her three-pointer no good, but it's pulled down again by the Screaming Eagles. Molly Emerson pulled it down. 5:17 to play in the first quarter now. 3-2 our score. Now a three-point attempt by number 20, Emerson. Her shot no good, and the Lady Bears finally pull it down. Lainey Young with the rebound there. Young with it here with 5:06 to play in the first quarter. Gives it over to Davis. Now over to Graves. Graves will give it down on the baseline to Bryn Washam. Washam on the baseline looking for some help. Gives it back to Graves, and it's stolen away by the Screaming Eagles. And actually, we've got a jump ball call. They went on the floor for it, so it will stay with the Lady Bears. That's where the arrow favored, and it will be Bear basketball. 4:55 to play in the first quarter. Lady Bears back on offense. They give it down low to Sarah Crow, or actually, she's near the free throw line. Hillcrest might have a steal here. Lady Bears get it back, give it in the corner for Lainey Young for a three-pointer. Her shot no good, and she's got the basketball back. Hillcrest had it. Lainey Young went and stole it away, and now he's got a jump ball called, and it's going to be a turnover on the Lady Bears. Turnover on the Lady Bears with 4:42 to play in the first quarter. 3-2 our score. It'll be Screaming Eagle basketball. They give it in to Doyle. Doyle will bring it up the floor with 4:38 to play in the first quarter. Doyle, going to give it over to Baxter. Baxter outside here gives it back over to Brandon. Brandon back to Baxter. Baxter at the top of the key, 4:27 to play in the first quarter. Gives it over to Doyle, back over to Baxter. Baxter will skip it across to Brandon, and now down low, tried to pass it to number 20, Molly Emerson, but it's stolen away by Sarah Crow. They push it up the floor to Bryn Washam, and they'll let it roll out of bounds off the hands of a Hillcrest defender, and it will be Lady Bear basketball here. 4:14 to play in the first quarter, and our score is still 3-2 here. Lady Bears get it in down low to Sarah Crow near the block, puts up a shot, it's no good, and it'll go off the hands out of bounds off of Mammoth Spring, and it will be a turnover on the Bears. Back on offense down with the Lady Bears, and looks like they've turned over the basketball. Hillcrest tried to get it into number 11, Brandon, it went off her hands out of bounds, and it will be a turnover on the Screaming Eagles. Back on offense now with the Lady Bears. Davis will pass it in. Tay Davis gets it into Lainey Young. Back over to Davis now. Davis gives it to Sarah Crow, and it's stolen away again by Hillcrest. It looks like Doyle has the basket. No, that's not Doyle. Emerson with it here. Emerson is fouled on her drive to the basket. It was on the floor, and so they'll inbound it near the midcourt line. 4:01 to play in our first quarter. Our score is still 3-2 here. Baxter will get the inbound. Baxter steps up her play. She's at the top of the key. Baxter skips it over to Kirk. Kaylee Kirk, number 45. Number 45 will skip it over to number 24, Doyle. Skip it outside, number 20, Emerson for three. Her shot no good. Sarah Crow pulls down the rebound. They'll give it up to Lainey Young. Young picks up her dribble, needs some help, gives it over to Davis, and she's across the timeline now with 3:36 to play in the first quarter. Davis with it here. Davis gives it over to Crow, now over to Graves. Graves going to put up a three-pointer. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Washam for the Bears. Washam down low, needs some help, gives it over to Young, now over to Davis. Davis gives it over to Crow, and she's going to try to put it up for two, but she's fouled. And I believe they'll call that on the floor. They call that on number 11, Kennedy Brannon, her first foul. And it will be Bears basketball now. Bryn Washam with it here. Washam gives it over to Young. Young going to skip it across to Davis. 3:13 to play in the first quarter. Back over to Young, now over to Graves. Graves going to try another three-pointer from the same spot a few minutes ago, and she sinks it. Graves for three, and that puts the Bears up 5-3 now. 3:02 to play in the first quarter. Back on offense with Hillcrest. 2:58 to play in the first quarter. Number 33, Kylie Baxter with the basketball. Baxter going to give it over to Doyle. Doyle picks up her dribble, gives it over to Emerson. Emerson near the wing, almost stolen away by the Lady Bears, and it looks like they'll have it. Sarah Crow got the steal. She'll give it up to Brim Washam, and they'll bring it up the floor. 2:37 to play in the first quarter. Davis with the basketball now. Davis gives it over to Young. Young back over to Davis. 2:25 to play in our first quarter. Gives it down low to Sarah Crow, outside to Graves. Back down low to Sarah Crow. Crow tried to put it up, and she gets it stripped away by a Hillcrest defender. Looks like Emerson had her hand on it. Emerson gives it outside to Baxter. Baxter outside the three-point line here, gives it over to Doyle. Doyle drives inside to the basket. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled on the play and will head to the free throw line for two here. 2:07 to play in the first quarter. Our score 5-3. Lady Bears lead it by two. Looks like they'll call it on the floor. And it'll be inbounded here by Hillcrest. Brandon will inbound it. Brandon gets it right back, puts it up for three. No good. Pulled down by Sarah Crow for the Lady Bears, and we've got 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. 5-3 our score. They skip it up to Washam. Washam going to give it over to Young. Now down low to, Davis. Davis puts up a shot. It's no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in, and it's good. Tay Davis with her first 2 points of the ball game, and we've got a timeout called by Hillcrest. We'll take it with them. 7-3 our score, 1:45 left in the first quarter. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. That includes Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, Forsler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer. That's your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters helping you bring the ball game tonight. We're breaking out of the timeout here, or Hillcrest has anyway. Lady Bears still want to talk things over. We've got a minute 45 to play in the first quarter. 7-3 our score. Bears lead it by four. And it will be Hillcrest basketball. Number 20, Molly Emerson will pass in the basketball. Emerson gives it in to Brandon. Back over to Emerson. Emerson will bring it up the floor, gives it back to Brandon. Lady Bears have put on a full court press here. They get it up to number 33, Kylie Baxter. She puts up a mid-ranger. It's no good. Pulled down by Sarah Crow, and we've got a travel. She fell on the ground and traveled with the basketball. So it will be Hillcrest basketball. They'll inbound it right under the goal here. We got a sub coming in. Looks like Megan Upton will take the place of Sarah Crow here. 1:32 to play in the first quarter. 7-3 our score. Again, it is Hillcrest basketball. They give it right into Doyle. Doyle going to give it to number 20, Emerson. Her shot from the free throw line is up for two, and it's good. Molly Emerson with her first 2 points of the ball game, and that brings Hillcrest back within two. 7-5 now with 1:19 to play in the first quarter. Back on offense, it's Davis with it here. Davis gives it to Graves, now over to Young. Young back to Washam at the top of the key, gives it over to Davis. Davis sets up for play, gives it over to Upton. Upton back to Davis now, 1:05 to play. They give it over to Graves now too. It looks like Young down in the corner. And now Megan Upton trying to put up a shot. It's no good. Pulled down, though, by Washam. Her shot no good, and it's pulled down by Hillcrest. Under 1 minute to play in the first quarter now. 7-5 our score. Stolen away by Tay Davis for the Lady Bears. Davis drives to the basket, tried to give it over to Chevelle Graves. And it's going to fall out of bounds off the hands of the Bears, and it will be Hillcrest basketball. So it's 46.3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 7-5 our score. Lady Bears lead it by two. It's Hillcrest basketball now. Hillcrest back on offense. They'll skip it up to number 14. That is Penn. Penn will drive to the basket, now dribble it back. Penn outside, 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. They give it outside to Baxter. Baxter outside near the logo. Looks like they're going to run the clock until, or hold it for the final possession. Baxter with it here, and she's fouled by Lainey Young. That was a very soft foul call there by the official. And that'll be Lainey's second foul of the game. The two fouls on Lainey. She's got her team's two here. And with 22 seconds to play, Hillcrest still with the basketball. Baxter still with it near the logo, guarded again by Lainey Young, number three for the Bears. Baxter still with it with 10 seconds. Down to nine now. Number 24, Doyle, back over to Baxter. Baxter at the top of the key, 5 seconds to play. They give it over to Penn. Penn needs some help and gets it deflected. Stolen away by Upton, but not in time. Up to Lainey Young, and that will be the end of our first quarter. At the end of one, our score is 7-5. We've got 1 minute timeout coming up from the Ecom Sports Network. Before we do, we want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Lady Bear sponsors. That includes Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains and Ozark College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas. Again, we'll take a 1 minute timeout. We're back on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back here at the Hillcrest High School, back underway in our second quarter. 7:48 to play, 7-5 our score. Lady Bears lead it by two, and they've got the basketball. Down low to Sierra Crow, now over to Megan Upton, up for two, and it's good. Megan Upton with her first 2 points of the night, and the Lady Screaming Eagles are back on offense. Number 33, Kylie Baxter with the basketball. Baxter with it here near the logo at midcourt. 7:19 to play before halftime. Baxter with the basketball. Lady Bears put on a 2-3 trap here, and it's really bothering the Screaming Eagles. Gives it outside to Emerson. Emerson going to give it over to Penn. Penn trapped here, needs some help, and she gets it off to number 24, Doyle. Doyle near the baseline throws it back out to number 20, Molly Emerson, and she saved it before it went back court, and she gets it up to Baxter. Baxter outside here gives it over to Doyle. Doyle dribbles toward midcourt, and with 6:52 to play, Hillcrest still has the basketball. Baxter outside here, back over to Doyle. She pops a three from the corner. Her shot no good. Pulled down, though, by number 45, Kaylee Kirk, and now they're back on offense. Kirk with the basketball here. Kirk trapped in the corner, needs some help, and it's stolen away by Davis. Davis will push it up the floor, 6:35 to play in the second quarter. They get it up to Washam. Washam shoots, and her shot no good, but she's fouled, and will head to the free throw line for two here. And with 6:31 left in the first half, 9-5 our score, Bryn Washam heads to the free throw line. They call that on Kylie Baxter, number 33, her first foul. Washam's first free throw up on the way, and it's good. Washam has another one coming here. Washam with the basketball at the free throw line, puts it up, and it's good. Bryn Washam with her first 2 points of the game from the free throw line, 11-5 our score now, and Hillcrest back on offense. Baxter with it here. Baxter will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Baxter gets it over to number 24. That's Summer Doyle. And Doyle gives it back over to Baxter. Baxter needs some help, gives it back to Doyle. Doyle, 6:15 to play now. Doyle skips it across to Penn. Penn puts up a mid-range jump shot up for two, and it's good. Penn with her first 2 points, and it brings them back within four here, 11-7 with 6 minutes to play in the first half. Bryn Washam outside, down low, puts up a three. Her shot no good, and it's pulled down by Kirk for the Screaming Eagles, and now they're back on offense. Baxter crosses the timeline. Baxter, 5:50 to play. Baxter gives it over to Doyle. Doyle. Going to dribble toward midcourt, back over to Baxter now. 11-7 our score. Baxter still with the basketball, back over to Doyle. Doyle tries to get it over to Baxter, but she has to give it to Emerson. Now back to Baxter, over to Penn. Penn back to Baxter. This is a very slow-paced offense for the Screaming Eagles, but it's worked so far. Baxter gives it back outside to Penn, outside at the wing, gives it back over to Baxter, now over to Doyle. Doyle, near the wing, back to Baxter, outside. Baxter tried to drive inside, but had Megan Upton standing right there, and she changed her mind. And now it's tipped away and stolen by Sarah Crow. Crow going to push it down the floor up to Washam. Washam puts it up for two, and it's good. Washam with four now. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Baxter back with the basketball. 13-7 again our score as Baxter with the Screaming Eagles has the ball here. Doyle, back to Baxter. Baxter outside here, gives it over to Penn. Penn going to try to drive inside, gives it back outside to Kirk. Kirk down low here, puts up a shot, it's off the glass, no good. Pulled down, though, by Doyle. Back outside to Emerson. Her mid-range jump shot, no good, but Kirk pulls down the rebound again and gives it outside to Emerson. Emerson with 4:35 to play in the second quarter, gives it over to Penn. Penn drives along the baseline, puts it up for two, shot no good, but she's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two shots here. Call that foul on number 35, Sarah Crow, her first foul. And so Penn will head to the free throw line for two here. Her first shot up on the way. It is no good off the spring box. Got another one coming here, though. Number 14, Brooklyn Penn, 2 points in the game tonight. Got a chance at three right here. That shot up on the way. It's good. Brooklyn Penn with three now, and we've got a sub coming in for the Screaming Eagles. Looks like Kirk will check out as Branham will check back in the ballgame. Lady Bears back on offense, 13-8 our score with 4:30 to play in the second quarter. Davis will bring the ball across the timeline for the Lady Bears. Davis with it here, gives it over to Washam. Washam wide open for three, doesn't shoot it, gives it back to Crow. Now back out to Washam for three, and it's in. Washam for three, and that puts her ahead in the scorebook by a long shot. She has seven tonight. And that puts the Lady Bears up 16-8 now with 4:05 to play in the second quarter. Baxter back with the basketball now, and she gives it over to Brandon. Brandon will give it over to Emerson. Emerson will skip it down low to Penn. Penn shot blocked out of bounds. Actually, no, the Bears will save it here and give it up to Davis. Davis will come across the timeline. Davis outside here picks up her dribble, gives it over to Corbett. Now down low to Crow. Crow gives it over to Megan Upton off the glass for two, and it's good. And Megan Upton now with her fourth point, and Hillcrest wants a timeout. We'll take it with them. 3:43 to play in the second quarter. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
And we're back after the timeout. 3:43 to play before halftime. 18-8 our score. Lady Bears lead it by double digits here at the Hillcrest High School in Lynn, Arkansas. They haven't been here. They haven't been here in a while. They've got a new floor out here, and both inside the three-point lines have a Screaming Eagle inside. It looks terrific. A new floor here at the Hillcrest High School. 3:37 to go in the second quarter. We're back in action here at Hillcrest. And we've got a turnover on Hillcrest. Baxter tried to pass it to Penn, but it went off her hands out of bounds, and that will be a turnover on the Lady Screaming Eagles, and it's back with the Bears now. 18-8 our score, 3:30 to play before halftime. It's Davis with the basketball. Davis gets it over to Graves. Graves near the wing outside. Davis back with it here. Davis gives it over to Washam. Now down low to Crow. Crow puts it up off the glass. Her shot up for two, and it's good. Crow with her first 2 points of the game there. And that puts the Lady Bears up 20-8 now with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Baxter with the basketball. Baxter gives it over to Doyle. Now over to Brandon. Brandon, way outside here, gives it back over to Doyle. Oh, I got a blocking foul called on Sarah Crow down low. So Doyle will inbound, and here we got a sub checking in for both teams. Looks like Adriana Corbett will check in for Sarah Crow, and Penn will check out as Kaylee Kirk, number 45, will check back in here. 3:02 to play in the second quarter, 20-8 our score. Bears lead it. Doyle with it here. Doyle inbounded it to Baxter. She gave it right back to Doyle, and now she gives it over to Emerson. Emerson back to Doyle at the top of the key, over to Baxter. Baxter gives it over to Brandon, number 11. Brandon dribbles toward midcourt, nearly poked away by the Lady Bears, but it's going to be Doyle recovering here. She gives it outside to Emerson for three. Her shot no good, and they're fighting for it on the floor, and it looks like Brandon going to come out of the pack with it. She's going to put up a three as well, and she's fouled. Shot's no good, but Hillcrest is going to get three from the free throw line here. And they're going to call that foul on Megan Upton, number 22 for the Lady Bears, her first foul. And again, that sends number 11, Kennedy Brandon, to the free throw line. She has 3 points tonight and has a chance at three more from the free throw line. Her first shot up on the way, and it's no good. Got another one coming here. 2:31 to play in the second quarter. Lady Bears lead it by 12, 20-8. Brandon's second free throw up on the way. No good off the top of the rim. One more coming here after she was fouled on the three-point shot. Brandon with the basketball and shoots it, and it's good. Brandon with 4 points tonight, and now we're back on offense, 2:31. 20-9 our score. And we had a tip out of bounds by Hillcrest. Good defensive play by them. And let's see here. It's going to be Lady Bear basketball. They'll inbound it. Give it over to Davis. Davis outside here. Davis gives it over to Graves. Back over to Davis. Davis with 2:17 to play in the second quarter. Gives it back to Graves. Graves gives it over to number 23, Tay Davis. Back to Washam. Washam near the free throw line. Drives inside. Puts up a shot. She's fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line. 4-2 here. They call that on Hillcrest, number 45, Kaylee Kirk, her first foul. And so Brim Washam at the free throw line here. And she sinks both of them there. Washam for the free throw line. And well, I've got to find her on my scorebook here. Washam with 9 now, 22-9 our score. 1:58 to play in the second quarter. Back on offense with the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Outside, Brandon puts up a three. It's off the rim, no good. Pulled down by Washam. Washam will give it up to Davis. Davis with 1:47 to play in the second quarter here. Davis will set up her play. Davis gives it near the free throw line over to Washam, and now she tried to pass it down low to Corbett. It was knocked away by a Hillcrest defender out of bounds, and it will stay with the Bears. And Lady Bears back on offense here. It's stolen away after the inbound by the Lady Bears. And that's Baxter with it. Drives all the way to the basket, puts it up and in. And that is Kylie Baxter's first 2 points of the game. And that may be Hillcrest's issue so far. Every game that I broadcast this season, Baxter has been the go-to for this Hillcrest Lady offense. And that's not the case tonight. Again, Baxter with her first 2 points there. And Lady Bears are back on offense now. Davis with it with 1:10 to play. 22-11 our score, 1 minute to play now. Graves will skip it across to Corbett. Corbett gives it outside to Davis. She almost shot the three, and now gives it over to Upton. Upton gives it over to Davis. Now over to they're going to give it over to Corbett. She puts up a three. It's good. Corbett for three, and it's in, and that's her first 3 points of the game, and we've got 43 seconds to play now. Brandon with the basketball. Brandon gives it over to number 20. That is Emerson. Her shot no good, and it'll go out of bounds off the hands of the Screaming Eagles. Lady Bear basketball. 25-11 our score, 32 seconds to play now before halftime. Graves with the basketball. Graves gets it up to Washam. Washam gives it over to Davis. Davis tried to give it over to Corbett. It'll get off the top of her hands and roll out of bounds off the hands of Corbett. And it will be Lady Hillcrest Screaming Eagle basketball. 20 seconds to play here before halftime. 25-11 our score. Very low-scoring ball game for this high-powered Mammoth Spring offense. Back on offense. Baxter going to give it down low to Doyle. She's fouled. Her shot no good, but she'll head to the free throw line for two here. Excuse me, no, that was Kaylee Kirk, number 45, who shot that down low and heads to the free throw line. They call it on Mammoth Springs, number 22, Megan Upton, her second foul. And the free throw from Kirk, her first one up on the way, and it's no good. We've got another one coming here. Megan Upton going to check out with two fouls here. And they'll check in number 5, Tucker. Kaylee Kirk, number 45, back at the free throw line for her second one here. It's up on the way. It's good. Kaylee Kirk with her first points of the game now, and with 8.8 seconds left, Davis going to try to push it up the floor here. 25-12 our score. Davis gets it up to Washam. 3 seconds play. Gets it in the corner to Graves for three. Overshot it. And that'll be the end of our first half. Our score, 25-12. And a very low-scoring game so far here at Hillcrest. We're going to take our first time out of the halftime period. We'll be back with some halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here at K-Country 95. We have some breaking news we need to pass along to you. We are getting reports that there is an accident on the four lane here in Thayer. And again, I don't have details as to exactly where on the four lane that is. It's just on the four lane here in Thayer. If you're in the Thayer area, and they are asking that you avoid that area while they continue to work to get that taken care of. Again, we'll keep you updated as we get more information. All we know right now is there has been an accident. They believe a semi was involved in that accident on the four lane here in Thayer. We'll have more for you here. Just keep listening to ECNN.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back here at high school at halftime between the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles in our road contest game for the Lady Bears. A big game here for them as we start district play here in just a week or two. So an important game for both teams here between the senior boys and the senior girls. And like I mentioned, just the senior boys a second ago, we'll have senior boys against the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles tonight right here on K-Country 95 at the conclusion of the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles and the Lady Bears here at the Hillcrest High School in Lynn, Arkansas. Now, before we get to some halftime stats here, we do want to look over the closing and cancellation list from our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. That includes the Alton R4 School District. They'll be closed on February 2nd. The Cabool School District, R5, will be closed. Koshkonong will be closed on February 2nd. Licking is closed on Wednesday, February 2nd. Missouri State University West Plains has canceled classes and closed campus on February 2nd. And the West Plains School District canceling as well. And that's brought to you by the Alton Bank, a bank we're changing for. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. And you can get real-time cancellations and weather, all of that on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. We're going to take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have the individual stats here at the Hillcrest High School. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And we're back here at the Hillcrest High School. 2 minutes before our halftime is over. I want to take a look at some individual stats here. We'll start with the home team on the scoreboard, who has 12 points in this one, the Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles. Their leading scorer tonight, only 4 points, number 11, Kennedy Brannon. She has four. Brooklyn Penn right behind her with three. Emerson and Baxter both contributing two, and Kirk with one. As for the Lady Bears on their side of the scorebook, Washam leading all scorers tonight with 9 points. Upton has four, Graves with three, Corbett with three as well, and Crow, Davis, and Young all contributing two in the first half as they lead at 25-12 here at halftime. And the only person in foul trouble really for both teams here would be Upton and Crow and Young for the Lady Bears. All three of them have two fouls, and for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, no foul trouble at all. Looks like Brandon, Baxter, and Kirk all have one foul as they entered halftime. Both teams have retaken the floor. We'll be back with your second half in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Well, good evening again. I'm Mike Robinson here at K-Country 95. Again, want to remind you, we are getting reports of a serious accident on the four-lane here in Thayer. Again, authorities are on the scene. They are asking that we please avoid that area if at all possible. The four-lane in Thayer, you want to try to avoid. They're not saying exactly where it's at, but we do understand there has been a bad accident there. We'll keep you informed as we get more information here at the Ecom News Network. We'll send it back out now to Hayden at Hillcrest High School.
And thank you, Mike. If you get any new details, feel free to break in and tell us. We'll update that as soon as we know more information. Hey, I want to say thanks to some of your Mammoth Spring Bear boosters tonight. That includes the Cleary Funeral Home in Sarum, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring, Carter Funeral Home in Sarum, West Plains, Forschler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Sarum, Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Sarum and Alton, and Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Sarum, all bringing you the ball game tonight here on K-Country 95. Back underway here, 7:50 to play in the third quarter, 25-12 our score. Hillcrest will start things off here. They're going to try to give it down low to number 45, Kaylee Kirk. She's putting up for two, and it's good, and she has three now. That brings them back with an 11-25-14 our score. Lady Bears with the lead and the basketball, and they'll head down this end of the floor. Crow with it here. Crow gives it over to Washam. Back to Crow, now over to Graves. Graves will give it over to Davis. And Davis going to try to pass it down low to Sarah Crow. Crow puts it up off the glass, and it's good. Sarah Crow with 4 points tonight, and that puts them back ahead by 13, 27-14. 7:15 to play in the third quarter. Hillcrest back on offense here. Number 11, Brandon with the basketball. Brandon tries to get it over to Doyle. She does. Doyle outside here. Down low to Kirk. Kirk going to put it back up for two. Her shot no good. And it's pulled down by Davis. Davis with it here. Davis pushes it up the floor to Young. Young near the block, gives it to Sarah Crow. Crow drives inside. Her shot no good, but she's fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line for two here. 6:51 to play in the third quarter. 27-14 our score. They call that on Kirk. Her second foul of the game. And so that'll send Sarah Crow to the free throw line. Her first shot up on the way. It's no good. Got another one coming here. 6:51 to play in the third quarter. Crow shoots her second one. It's up on the way. It's good. Crow with five now after those two free throws. That puts the Lady Bears up 28-14, 6:48 to play in the third quarter. Baxter with it here. She'll bring it up the floor. Baxter at the top of the key. Baxter drives inside, gives it outside to number 45. That's Kaylee Kirk. Her three-point attempt no good. Pulled down, though, by number 20, that is Emerson. Her shot no good either. Back outside to Brandon. Her shot no good, and Hillcrest gets it back again. Kirk had it there, puts it back up and in. That's been the Lady Bears' biggest struggle tonight, is getting the basketball back on defense and getting it down the floor to put up some points on offense. 6:12 to play in the third quarter, 28-16 now our score. Bears back on offense as they give it outside to Washam. Washam will give it over to Graves, now out to Davis. Davis thought about the three, picks it up, gives it over to Graves, now over to Washam. Washam, down low to Crow. Crow fouled down low. I thought they were going to call the travel on her. They're going to call it on number 24. That is Summer Doyle, her first foul. So Davis will inbound it here. 5:56 to play in the third quarter, 28-16 our score. Graves outside, near in the corner, gives it outside to Davis. Davis fakes a three back over to Graves. She's going to put up the three. It's off the rim, no good. And the Bears will pull it back. Back to Davis now. Davis down low from the block, gives it up to Crow. She's going to put it up for two, no good. Gets her own rebound, almost stolen away by Baxter. Baxter will push it up the floor here to Doyle. Doyle all the way to the rim, puts it up, no good. And it'll be off the hands of the Lady Bears out of bounds. Sarah Crow tried to tip it off one of the defenders down low. That won't work. She throws it out of bounds. And it will be a Screaming Eagle basketball. Brandon will inbound it here. Brandon gets it out to Doyle. Now down low to number 20, Emerson. Emerson puts her shot up for two, no good. Pulled down, though, by Washam. And now we've got a jump ball called. Good play there by Hillcrest. And it will be Bear basketball. Actually, no, they're going to call that Hillcrest basketball. They switched the arrow down there at the scores table before I had it. No, they're going to call it Bear basketball. Excuse me. Looks like they're all coming down to the other end of the floor. So Bear basketball here. Hillcrest will get it at the next jump ball. Washam with it here. Washam breaks the press, and now it's stolen away almost by Hillcrest. Lenny Young will pick it up. Young will get it down low to Graves. Her free throw, her layup up for two, and it's good. Graves now with five. 5:05 to play in the third quarter now. Hillcrest back with it. 30-16. Bears lead it by 14. 5 minutes to play. Gets it up to number 24, Doyle. Doyle will give it down low to Emerson. Emerson drives inside, puts it up for two, and it's good. Emerson with four now. 4:47 to play in the third quarter. Washam still with it here. Washam with the basketball. Needs some help breaking that press. And we've got an offensive foul called on Bryn Washam. She shoved her defender out of bounds, and that is going to be a turnover on the Lady Bears after the foul by Bryn Washam. And let's see, they've called a timeout on the floor. Coach Small not happy with his team's performance right now. We'll take it with him. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring.
Real quickly here, we'll get it back to Hayden in just a second. I want to remind you, we do have an accident. We just talked to the Thayer PD, and that accident is there around the state line area on the four lane. They are directing traffic through there, but please be careful as you're traveling. Take your time, get through there safely, and watch for those emergency personnel on the scene. We'll have more details on this accident as they become available here at the Ecom News Network. Now back to Hayden.
All right, thank you, Mike. And as you heard him say there, Highway 63 near the clinic there, the Ozarks Healthcare Clinic, traffic is slowed down at this time due to an accident. If you're traveling through that area, make sure you use caution. And we're back on offense with Hillcrest here. It was number 20. That is Molly Emerson. She got a shot down low, and it was no good, but she'll head to the free throw line for two here. She was fouled by number 4, Bryn Washam, who has 3 fouls now. That first shot up on the way by Molly Emerson's no good. She's got 4 points in the game, and she'll have another free throw here. Looks like Megan Upton going to check in here for Bryn Washam. She's got 3 fouls. Got to be careful here. Emerson got another one coming here. Emerson up on the way. It is good. Emerson's shot good. It sat on the rim, I swear, for about 5 or 6 seconds there, and finally decided to go in. 4:12 to play here in the third quarter, 30-19 our score. They get it down low to Megan Upton, up for 2, and it's good. That gives Upton her 6th point. And with 4 minutes to play in the third quarter, 32-19, now our score. Baxter with it here. Baxter gives it over to number 24. That's Doyle. Doyle guarded by Lainey Young. Doyle going to drive inside, puts up a layup. It's up for 2 and good. Summer Doyle with her first 2 points in the game. She's been good ball handler tonight, her and Baxter, for the Screaming Eagles. Back on offense now with Sarah Crow. Crow will give it over to Davis, 3:30 to play now in the third quarter. Davis at the top of the key, drives inside, gives it over to Sarah Crow, puts it up for 2 under the basket, and it's good. Crow with 7 now, and she's right behind Washam for that leading score position. Washam with 9 tonight. 34-21 our score, 3:18 to play in the third quarter. Doyle back with the basketball, and they'll give it down low to number 20, Emerson. Her shot no good, stolen away by Davis. Back on offense now. Davis will push it up the floor down to Lainey Young. It's deflected out of bounds by Baxter, but it will remain with the Lady Bears. So they inbound it under the basket here, and I think Davis will inbound it. And referee hands her the basketball. 3:06 to play in the third quarter. Davis got to get it into somebody. Gives it outside to Upton. Upton with the basketball. Drives inside. Puts it up for 2. Her shot no good. Hillcrest back with the basketball on offense here. Baxter going to push it up the floor with 2:53 to play in the third quarter. Baxter gives it over to Brandon. And now outside to a number 20. Number 20. That is Emerson. She tried to drive inside and puts her shot up no good from under the goal. And now it's the Lady Bears back on offense here. 34-21 our score, 2:36 to play in the third quarter. Davis going to give it outside to Young. Back over to Davis here. Davis almost thought about the 3, gives it outside to Graves. Graves going to try to give it to Crow now. Crow going to put it up under the basket. It's up for 2 and good. Crow now tied for that leading score spot with Washam at 9. 36-21 our score now, 2:10 to play in the third quarter. Doyle with it here. Doyle at the top of the key. She's guarded by Graves. Gives it to Baxter in the corner. Baxter tried to pass it down low to number 24. That was Doyle. And gets it stolen away by Davis. Davis at the top of the key here. 2 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Gives it outside to Graves. She puts up a 3. It's no good. Pulled down by Kirk. Kirk going to give it up to Baxter. They'll push it up the floor here. Lenny Young trying to get a steal there. She doesn't get it, though. Baxter will keep it here. 1:45 to play now. 36-21 our score. Baxter gives it over to Doyle. Doyle gives it over to number 45. That's Kirk. Now to Baxter. Baxter puts it up for 2, and it's good. Baxter, Kylie Baxter, with her 4th point now. And that puts them 36-23 now. 1:27 to play in the third quarter. Laney Young back with the basketball. Gives it over to Crow. Now over to Upton. Upton is fouled on the shot and will get two from the free throw line. They call that on number 20, Molly Emerson, her first foul. So Megan Upton heads to the free throw line here for two. First one up on the way. It's good. Megan Upton with 7 points now. She's got a chance at her eighth one here. Got some subs coming in. Looks like Graves and Crow going to check out. Corbett and Tucker both going to check in for the Lady Bears. Second free throw up on the way. It's no good. Rims out. And Hillcrest will get it here. Number five, that is Landers, pulls down the rebound. They get it up to Baxter. Baxter gets it up to Doyle. Doyle in the corner here. Thought about the three-pointer. Gives it over to Emerson. Emerson drives near the block, looking to put up a shot. Gets it over to number five. That's Landers. Her shot no good either. Pulled down by Davis. Now up to Young. Over to Corbett. Corbett will come across the timeline. Under 1 minute to play in the third quarter. Tucker with it here. Tucker gives it over to Upton. Now over to Davis. Over to Young. Young thought about the three. Now back over to Corbett. Corbett in the corner here. Gives it over to Tucker. Now over to Davis. 48 seconds to play. Upton gives it outside to Laney Young tries a three-pointer. Her shot no good, but Corbett pulls down the rebound here with the help of Tucker. Tucker gives it over to Davis, and we've got a foul called on Doyle. Doyle with her second foul. And the Lady Bears will inbound it again near the midcourt stripe. Corbett gives it in to Davis. 35 seconds to play here. They might hold it for the final shot. They give it over to Corbett. Now over to Tucker. Tucker down low to Megan Upton. Puts it up for two. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound, though. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Baxter. And the Lady Bears will retain possession with 24 seconds to go. Number 23. That is Tay Davis. She'll inbound it here. Tay gets it into Tucker. Back over to Davis now. Davis dribbles toward the top of the key. And now trying to give it over to Laney Young. She's going to finally do it. Almost had it stolen away by a defender. Gives it outside to Tucker. Now over to Corbett. Corbett with 10 seconds to play. Drives along the baseline. Tried to put up a shot. That'll be a turnover. Off the hands of Corbett. And it will be at Hillcrest basketball with exactly 9 seconds to play in the third quarter. They get it into Baxter. Clock is running now. They've got to get it down the floor. Baxter with 5 seconds to go here. Gives it over to, looks like Penn. Penn going to try to give it over to number 24, Summer Doyle, but it's going to be too late. The buzzer will sound, and that will be the end of our third quarter. 37-23, our score. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Marketing your business is very important to long-term success, and the team at DC Promotions and Apparel can help. The Skaggs family from Mammoth Spring can help you design your logo and brand that logo on business cards, shirts, jackets, sweatshirts, sweaters, pullovers, and more. Plus, they embroider, and they can get you apparel. What about pens, mugs, magnets, window clings, or face masks? They do that, too. Check them out on Facebook or on the web at dcpromotions.net. Call 870-219-7482 for DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring. The Bank of Salem is very supportive of the area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which plays a great part in a student-athlete's future. The Bank of Salem is especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a big supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back here near the start of the fourth quarter at the Hillcrest High School in Lynn, Arkansas. And Hillcrest still talking things over in the huddle. Lady Bears have broken it up, and it appears Hillcrest will be the ones to get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. And the ref reminding Hillcrest it's time to go. Really a fast-paced game here so far, honestly. We've played about a 45-minute ball game, and we're just starting the fourth quarter, so it'll be about an hour ball game. But the junior boys and junior girls game also went through pretty fast as well. And we got a much earlier start than we thought we would here in Hillcrest. Back underway in the fourth quarter. It's going to be Penn with the basketball. Penn gives it over to Lander. She drives along the baseline. Her shot no good. Pulled down by Emerson. She goes back up for two, and it's good. Emerson with seven now. 7:38 to play in the fourth quarter. Lady Bears back on offense, leaded by 12, 37-25. Davis with it here. Sets up the offense, 7:30 to play. Gives it over to Young. Young going to skip it across to Washam. She's wide open for three. Puts it up and shot no good off the rim. And it's pulled down here by Doyle. No, that's Emerson pulled it down. Gives it up to Baxter. Baxter had it tipped away by Davis. She recovers it, though, and Baxter will set up her offense with 7:10 to play now. She gives it over to Emerson. Back over to Baxter. Baxter at the top of the key. Needs some help here. Baxter gives it over to Doyle. Doyle, 7 minutes to play now. Doyle drives inside near the free throw line, gives it outside to Emerson. Emerson gets it poked away by Young. They'll skip it up the floor to Washam. Washam will drive, and actually she'll pull it back out here as she almost lost the basketball, but she'll pull it back outside. Good decision over to Davis now. Davis will give it back to Washam. Washam back to Young. Young at the top of the key, thought about a three, going to give it to Corbett. She'll put up the three. There's a shot, no good. And it's pulled down by Davis. Davis will put it back up for two. Her shot no good, and it's pulled down by Doyle. Doyle will push this one down the floor. 6:29 to play now in the fourth quarter. Doyle drives straight to the basket. Her shot no good. Davis pulls it down. Davis pushing it back down the floor across the timeline. She gives it over to Young. She almost lost it out of bounds, and Baxter got to recover it here for Hillcrest. Big turnover there for the Lady Bears. And now they skip it up to number 14. That's Penn. Penn going to put up a shot. It's no good for two. And Washam pulls down the rebound, and we've got a jump ball called, and the arrow possession favors the Bears. I'm sure about that one. 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter. 37-25 our score. It's going to be Crow inbound in the basketball here. Crow will get it in to Davis. Davis will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Davis dribbles it off her foot. Actually going to dribble it off her defender's foot, it looks like. The ref will call it Bear basketball again. So with 6:02 to play, Bears lead at 37-25, inbounded it here near the midcourt stripe, and they'll get it into Davis. Davis calls out her play on offense, gives it over to Upton, now over to Young, and they'll give it on the baseline to Crow. Crow will give it over to Washam. Washam thought about driving inside, and we've got 3 seconds in the lane. That was either called on Sarah Crow or Bryn Washam. I'm not sure who they called it on, but it's going to be a turnover nonetheless on the Lady Bears. Coach Small, not happy with his team's performance tonight. And we've got a timeout called by Hillcrest. Wants to talk things over. 5:50 to play in the fourth quarter. 37-25 our score. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Well, good evening again. I'm Mike Robertson at K-Country 95. Again, I want to remind you, we have had a report of an accident on Highway 63 there near the state line by the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Clinic in Mammoth Spring. That accident, they are directing traffic through there. The road is not blocked. They are directing traffic through, but please be careful as you're traveling through the area. We'll keep you updated as we get more details here. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
All right, thank you, Mike. And we're back here underway in the fourth quarter. Actually, we're just breaking up the timeout. But as you heard Mike there, try to avoid the Highway 63 Ozarks Healthcare General Clinic there on the state line in Mammoth Spring. A bad accident there, blocking one lane of travel, it sounds like. Back on offense now with Hillcrest. It'll be Doyle bringing the basketball up the floor. She's at the top of the key. Doyle gives it over to Baxter. 5:07 to play in the fourth quarter. Baxter with it here. She's going to give it over to number 24. That's Doyle. Good ball handler tonight so far for the Screaming Eagles. Doyle gives it back over to Baxter. Baxter outside at the wing, guarded well by Washam. Washam almost had a steal there, and they give it up to Brandon. Brandon going to put up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Runs out. And it's pulled down by Davis now. Davis going to skip it up the floor to Washam. Washam going to give it back to Davis with 5:05 to play in the fourth quarter. Back over to Washam. Washam puts up a three. Good. Washam knocks it down. Washam, 12 points tonight. And that puts the Bears at 40-25 now with 4:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Back on offense, Doyle with the basketball. Doyle at the top of the key, gives it over to Baxter. Baxter trying to give it back to Doyle. It's deflected out of bounds off the hands of Sarah Crow. And so the Screaming Eagles will inbound it here. We've got a sub checking in. Looks like Brandon going to check out as number 20. That's Emerson going to check back in. Doyle will send down the basketball. Doyle gets it in to Baxter. 4:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Baxter going to give it back to Doyle. 40-25, our ball game score. And a stolen by Lady Young. And a stolen back by Kirk. Kirk going to give it outside back to Doyle. Lady Bears almost had the steal there, but the scrimmage is back. Doyle going to give it up to Baxter. Baxter outside. And she dribbles back toward the key. Gives it over to hand now over to Kirk. What will be this time for sure? But the basketball. Davis was 14 to play, 40-25 score. Gives it over to Upton, over to Washington, Crow on the baseline, and down low to a driving Megan Upton. It's no good, but she was fouled, and we'll head to the free throw line. So with 4:02 to play in the fourth quarter, Megan Upton at the free throw line two here. She was fouled by number 33, Kylie Baxter, her second foul. And we've got two for Megan Upton on the way. First one up on, that's good. Upton with got another one coming here. And it's up on the way. No good. Rims it out, but it's pulled down by number 20. Emerson. Bears had a hand on it almost, but Emerson pulls it down and gives it up to Baxter. Baxter with 3:55 to play. Pulled away by Sarah Crow, though. Watch him here. Wide open for the Washington now with 14 points. That's the Lady Bears 25. 3:43 to play in our quarter. Baxter with it here. Baxter gives it over to Doyle. Back over to Baxter. Below the last hit four. He's guarded by Washington. You're still with it. Baxter back to Doyle. Doyle. Dribble to the top. And she picks up the dribble. And Emerson drives inside. Her shot no good, but she's out. And led to the free throw line. And let's see if they call it a foul for 35 for the Lady Bears. That's Sarah over. And again, Emerson at the free throw line for two here. Emerson dribbles at the free throw line. Her first and up on the way. Good off the rim. We come here. I want to say thanks to some of your Bear basketball boosters this year. She's an appliance in Highland and Thayer. Farm Bureau agents, Dan Martin and Thayer. And Legacy Auto Body Incorporated. So good for Emerson. That is Emerson's eighth point tonight. And they're leading score for the Crimson Eagles. Over to Washam, now over to Davis. Davis off the key, gives it over to Upton, now over to Washam. Washam thought about the three, back to Davis. Davis thought about the three.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back after the timeout here. It's Hillcrest, or we're at the Hillcrest Gymnasium. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Hillcrest Lady Screaming Eagles with 2:32 to play. Bears lead at 49-26, and Hillcrest is back on offense here. We told you earlier, Washam shot a three-pointer and made it. She's got 17 now. Upton actually shot it on the other end of the floor and was fouled, and she has 13 now. And Hillcrest again back on offense. A three-point attempt by number 32, Meisner, her shot no good, and it will be a turnover on Hillcrest. Back on offense now with number 23, Tay Davis, 2:12 to play in the fourth quarter, 49-26 our score. Graves going to give it over to Skaggs. Now over to Tucker, over to Davis, and over to Corbett. Corbett going to give it back over to Graves. Now over to Davis. Davis going to pop the three from the wing. Her shot no good. And it's pulled down by number 30. That is Emma Jones. Jones going to give it up to number 11, Brandon. Her shot no good from behind the three-point line. Lady Bears get the rebound. Skaggs had a hand on it. They skip it up to Graves. Graves going to bring it up the floor, and she's going to pull it back outside the three-point line. Davis going to set things up on offense, gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs is fouled here by Brandon. And we got a timeout called on the floor by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Got to get a sub checked in here. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And we're back after the timeout. Mammoth Spring Bears still in the huddle here, but Lauren Skaggs was fouled on the play. She'll inbound it here. They called that foul on number 20, Molly Emerson, her second foul. And they'll inbound it to Corbett. Corbett at the top of the key here. Corbett gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs gives it over to Tucker. Tucker going to give it down low to Skaggs and tried to get it down low to Corbett. And it's going to go off her hands out of bounds. It will be a turnover on the Lady Bears. And almost stolen away by Graves on the inbound down under the basket there for Hillcrest. But Graves going to come back down on the other end of the floor here. Staying with Hillcrest with a minute 24 to play in the fourth quarter. Lady Bears lead it by 23, 49-26 our score. And it'll be, looks like Penn that brings it up the floor. Penn with it here, guarded by Graves. She gives it over to Brandon. Brandon outside here. Brandon at the top of the key, back over to number 14. That is Brooklyn Penn. And now we've got it out of bounds off the hands of Penn, and it'll be a turnover on Hillcrest. Skaggs will inbound it to Corbett. Corbett will bring it up the floor across the timeline, get it up to Tucker. Tucker in the corner here drives along the baseline, and it's going to go off her foot out of bounds. It will be another turnover on the Bears off of Tucker's foot and back with Hillcrest now. It'll be Penn that brings it up the floor. Penn across the timeline with 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, 49-26 our score. Got a three-point attempt by Brandon. It'll circle around the rim and go in. Brandon, why not, with 7 points tonight. And that puts them back within 20, 49-29 our score, 39 seconds to play. They get it outside to, looks like that is Crawford. Crawford shot no good, pulled down by Corbett. Corbett going to get it down low to Tucker. It's back up for two and good. Tucker with her first 2 points of the game here tonight. And it will be Hillcrest back on offense now. Penn will bring it across the timeline. 20 seconds to go. 51-29 our score. Penn gives it over to Brandon. Brandon steps just inside the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Pulled down by number 30, Emma Jones. And Jones' shot no good either. 8 seconds to play here. They skip it up before to Graves. Graves drives near the block. And she tries to put it up here. And she's fouled with 2.4 seconds to play. So Graves is fouled by, who they call that on. Number 24, that is Summer Doyle, her third foul. Well, that can't be right. Anyway, Graves missed the free throw, and that's the end of the ball game. 51-29, our final score here from Hillcrest. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears pick up the win over Hillcrest. Again, our final score, 51-29. We'll take a timeout, wrap this thing up in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And we're back after the ball game. Again, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears pick up a win over the Lady Screaming Eagles by a final score 51-29. Taking a look at Mammoth Spring's side of the scorebook to finish us off tonight. Washam had 17. She was the leading all scorers. Upton had 13. Crowwood had 9. Graves had 5. Young had 2. Tucker had 2. Davis had 2. And Corbett finished with 3 points tonight. And that makes up the 51 side of the visitor side of the scoreboard. Again, 51-29, our final. That's going to wrap up our coverage of Mammoth Spring Lady Bear Basketball here on K-Country 95. Lady Bear Basketball tonight brought to you by Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Ozarka College in Mammoth Spring, Ash Flat, Melbourne, and Mountain View, Arkansas. FNBC Community Bankers, the North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey. Baxter Regional Systems Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring, Bank of Salem in Mammoth Spring and Salem, DC Promotions and Apparel in Mammoth Spring, Palace Drug Stores in Mammoth Spring and Salem, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains, and the Mammoth Spring School District. Now stay tuned. We've got Bear Basketball taking on the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles here in just